I want to say this. Number one is I apologize. I apologize for the start. It's like this. Today was good for me. It was good for me because sometimes you take a step back and you look at it and you think, hey, you know what? I'm here. It's on. We're going to make it work. They're working hard. They're doing this. They're doing that. We're going to go out there and it's going to change right now. It will change. And I'm not trying to tell you something. God, it's going to change. It's not like that. Okay, but I want you to understand where I'm coming from. It will change. And it will change because they wanted to change. Not because of me. It will change because they want to be champions. But right now, we got to figure out the formula, our formula. Our formula is this. We go out, we hit people in the mouth, number one. Number two, we are not a charity. We cannot give them the game. That's number two. And number three is we execute from the very start of the game to the very end of the game. That did not happen. I do not apologize about... You know what? I'll go ahead and take the question. No. You don't want me to go much further. Go right ahead. Ask the question. Vernon, just it was something that I told everybody at the very beginning of the week. I will not tolerate players that think it's about them when it's about the team. And we cannot make decisions that cost the team and then come off the sideline and it's nonchalant. No. You know what? This is how I believe, okay? I'm from the old school. I believe this. I would rather play with 10 people and just get penalized all the way until we got to do something else rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it. I want winners. I want people that want to win. Go ahead. What's up next? I told him that he would do a better job for us right now, taking a shower and coming back and watching the game than going out on the field. Simple as that. We got between now and that time when we play Arizona to correct some things. And it's not so much the play, but it's more the mindset. And still having a chance to find out who wants to win, who really wants to win. Sometimes you have guys that it's been so long that we've been unsuccessful. Sometimes it's like a bad relationship. You don't know when it's going to turn again. And after a while, you become a part of the problem rather than the solution. I want guys that are solution-oriented, starting with myself. I'm not going to try and make something work when it doesn't fit. I've always been a firm believer. And it's nothing like it was anything magical or anything. In all honesty, you probably do not want to hear it, okay? But it was just sharing my heart with him. It's as simple as that. But I just believe that things that we talk about in the locker room should stay there. We did not play anywhere near where I felt we could have played. And rather than go into the, well, see, this happened here, and that guy was out of play, I'm not going through that. I'm just going to apologize and just ask you guys to, I won't even say anything, just keep watching. That's all I can tell you. You just keep watching, and we'll go from there.